We're for Sydney and New South Wales. These are today's headlines from the Daily Telegraph. The federal government has set an ambitious target to get more Australians into work than there has been in a decade. Treasurer Josh Frydenberg will today reveal modelling showing Australia's unemployment rate must have a 4 in front of it in order to achieve accelerated wage and inflation growth. It's a clear sign the upcoming budget will be entirely focused on job creation. Australia's unemployment rate is currently at 5.6%, but not since before the 2008 global financial crisis has it been below 5% for a sustained period. And you can read more with a subscription at dailytelegraph.com.au or download the app at your app store. The Daily Telegraph can reveal dozens of migrants ordered out of the country by Immigration Minister Alex Hawke have been given a second chance to stay in Australia by the Administrative Appeals Tribunal. Now, the Morrison government intends to tighten the rules with an immigration review that could make it harder for the AAT to overturn deportation orders. Violent criminals allowed to stay in Australia this year include a British heroin addict and armed robber who carjacked a woman's vehicle after a jewellery heist, a drug runner for a mafia boss, and a Sudanese gang leader who bashed Sydney commuters. We'll be back after this.
News doesn't have to be boring.
The Brits have given Prince Harry a new nickname after yet another tell-all interview.
Oh God, is it the Ginger Whinger?
Let the team at news.com.au get you up to speed each day with their podcast from the newsroom.
A couple were busted joining the Mile High Club.
Well, I guess they can't fly Virgin anymore.
Politics, sport, red carpets, royals. Get all the goss in just a few minutes. Follow From the Newsroom wherever you get your podcast from.
A new national curriculum has slowed down primary school classes and postponed the teaching of some maths and science concepts so kids have more time to master the basics of literacy and numeracy. The curriculum change will be released today by the Australian Curriculum Assessment and Reporting Authority, with teachers and principals finding the existing syllabus difficult to navigate. Year 1 students will no longer be taught to tell the time on a clock with hands or to use fractions, waiting until Year 2 when they're more conceptually ready at the age of 6 or 7. And to sport, the NRL's preparing to fast-track a $1.5 million bush footy rescue package that Peter Vlandis wants up and running within the next 12 months. The urgent stimulus for bush footy has been triggered by the revelation that 6 clubs from the New South Wales Country Rugby League will fail to field enough players for an under-19 competition this year. The rescue package will involve every NRL club taking on a big brother role to help save the game at the grassroots level. That's your headlines. For breaking news and updates throughout the day, take out a subscription at dailytelegraph.com.au and we'll have another update for you tomorrow.
Are you ready to get an inside look at crime from someone who has investigated some of Australia's worst crimes?
It was like Aladdin's cave. The luminol found bloodied footprints and bloodied handprints on a wall. So it's just like a horror movie.
Former homicide detective Gary Jubelin sits down with cops, crims, addicts, victims, small-time cheats, and big-town lawyers as they tell their incredible stories.
My house got raided. Next thing you know, I got bail refused. Next thing you know, I'm on a truck to Parklea Prison.
Listen to I Catch Killers early and ad-free on Crimex Plus on Apple Podcasts today or wherever you get your podcasts.